an opportunity to win a Grammy. Okay, here we go. How's it going out there? How's our adventure? Give me a thumb-o-meter. Thumbs up? You having a grand time? Not so grand. It's raining. Someone got hurt. What should we do now? Team right here, what are you going to do right now? Everyone listen. Quiet on the set. These guys are talking. What are you going to do right now?
Well, we already have Justice being taken care of.
There we go. See.
So, I have the green coasting cast as long. Otherwise, we can try to use the hatchet and knives we have to make some sort of shelter, break some branches.
Okay, so I hear you're trying to get protection from the rain. Okay, you get first aid and protection from the rain. Okay, come up here. What do you do right now?
I'll say it. We just went through a pass. We're going to go back to the pass and see if we can find some shelter. We took our inventory bag, shelter, we measured all that out. We're going to take our extra snacks, our extra clothes, and help run the fire.
Okay. Anything different from these other groups? What are you guys going to do?
Also, we're going to keep going because we had so much argument from some people that they just wanted to, like, lay in the mud and die. So, we're going to move forward. We're just going to keep going because if we stop, I don't
think... Did you guys hear the struggles this group is having?
It was
like, they're going to lay down in the mud and die. Okay, who wants to come join this group real fast?
Me!
All right. Okay, hold that thought. So, we've decided... Where we are is where we have to spend the night. It's about to be dark. Everyone look at this light up here. Here's your survival class. When you are lost out there, you're not quite sure that the trail is correct. You're not sure where the hut is. You're not sure you can get back through those boulder fields to the trailhead to your car. Here's what we got to do. We've got to commit early to spending the night out. Don't try and spend the night out when it's already dark. Let's find a good place in the light, find a place to make a safe, good camp while we are still in the daylight. We're going to make a solid camp. What are the two most important things up there about our camp? It's underlined.
Shelter and warm.
Because what's going to kill us when we spend the night out?
Cold.
Hypothermia is going to kill us. Okay? We can go days without water, days without food, but if we get cold and we don't have shelter from the weather, we're going to die. Okay? Hold on. How are we going to keep a fire going? Look at how many people we have in our group, and wood gathering is a great survival activity. It's a positiveness that is... Oh. We literally are getting a search and rescue call.
Right now.
So Lance will get that. Huh, interesting. Huh. There you go. Gather more wood than you think you need. A pile like this won't last you very long. You need a pile. Okay? Again, including the people in your group, gathering firewood is an excellent psychological first aid behavior to help our mental awareness of taking care of us mentally, and gathering that firewood is going to take care of us physically. Okay? And insulate from the ground. Does that mean I lay down right on the ground?
No.
No, what should I lay on?
Tiny eagles. Leaves.
Get off the ground.
Get off the ground. I'm going to lay on my pack. Because what went to the hut already? My sleeping bag and pad. So I'm going to make sure I am on my pack. I do not want Mother Earth to suck my body temperature away from me. Okay? Listen, use your whistle. Oh, did anyone have a whistle on their list? Nice job, girlfriend. Yeah. And get a nap early because you're probably going to have to wake up because your shivering is going to wake you up because it's going to be so violent. You're going to get up, run around the tree 50 times, then lay down and try and sleep again.
And you die.
Nope, you will not die unless you're drunk or under the influence of something else called drugs. You will not die if you are not under the influence of drug or alcohol. Your shivering will wake you up. Okay? All right. Lance, you're up.
Okay, this team right here, think of what your challenges you're facing and tell us what you think is the biggest one. Being lost. Anybody here ever felt like they were lost? Pretty unnerving. Yeah. What do you guys think is teamwork or lack of teamwork? We need some leadership.
Okay.
What do you guys think is the biggest challenge? Oh, you have some people that are
always
injured, cold, and lost. Those are our challenges. What do you guys think is the biggest challenge? What do you guys think is the biggest challenge?
Okay, he's going to grab some fire. I'm going to grab some fire. I have a hat.
Okay, that's big because now you're not. Yo. If you have an injury in your team and you're not mobile, that can be a big problem, right? What do you guys think is your biggest problem?
Well, we just have the same,
those are big problems.
Okay. So, can we deal with all these problems at once? No, we have to break them down into small bite-sized pieces. So, that's why we said, what should you do first? You think of what we should do first, then second, then third, in order of priorities. Some people said first aid. That's pretty simple. Let's do first aid, make sure that person's not dying at the moment, right? Okay? And being lost, can we deal with that at the moment? Not really. We're going to have to deal with that. So let's put that in the next one down. Here's your priorities, okay? Scene safety, is our scene safe? Our scene is pretty safe.
Yeah.
There's no bears coming after us at the moment. First aid, we're going to take care of. What does inventory mean?
What we have.
Let's figure out what we have. Pull out everybody's backpack, and let's see what we have, okay? Maybe if everyone's saying, I'm starving, and someone else has a whole pizza, that'd be awesome, right? Good. Okay. How important is shelter in this situation? It's starting to rain. If we all get soaking wet, now we're going to have a big problem. Too much talking. How warm? How are we going to get warm? Does anybody think they can build a fire in the rain? We got one person raising their hand so they can build a fire in the rain. Do we have to do some signaling? Is anybody coming to look for us? How are they going to find us? So here's the thing. If we're standing on the trail, and the trail's not a very good place for a shelter, but over here, 100 yards, is a big bunch of trees that we can make a great shelter. Lots of firewood. This is awesome. We get all hunkered in there. We're underneath our shelter, our tarps. And someone comes ripping down this road on a razor looking for us. And they don't even know we're there. Put a sign saying, we're over here. Yeah, good idea. Thank you. Okay, food and water. How important is this? Really important for our attitudes. Are we going to die without food and water in the next couple hours?
No.
Probably not, but it's really going to go a long way with our attitudes. Planning and waiting. Who decided we should just stay put? Raise your hand. Hopefully a lot of people said we should stay put. That's a really good plan. And it would require waiting. Now, someone tell me why you think we should stay put.
Since if you move, you'll get lost.
We're already kind of lost. If we're stumbling around the dark, we could get hurt. If we don't know what direction to go exactly, we're kind of on the last edge of our energy. Maybe we should use that energy to make a good camp instead of stumbling around, and now we still don't know where we are. That's why we have planning and waiting. We need someone to step up to the plate, be a leader, get our group together, make a plan based on these priorities.
We are running out of time, so we're going to skip ahead a little bit. Is this kind of a survival situation?
Yes.
You guys remember that story?
Oh, isn't it like 35 days or something like that?
Yeah, and he cut his arm off, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? He had to survive at least the first 24 hours. So here's our goals. The first 24 hours of being lost or in a survival situation. Number one, don't get more injured. Number two, don't die. Number three, don't lose your gear, which means don't put your backpack down and then walk over and then turn around and you can't find your backpack. Okay, it happens. People die because they drop their gear. Use your resources efficiently. If someone has a stove or one match, we're going to make sure we have everything to build that fire right the first time. Okay? We don't want to burn up our one match. Don't create new problems. How many people out there were creating new problems with the person they were acting like? Oh, I see some fingers going around. Okay. Know that out there, us humans, when we're on the brink of being able to cope ourselves, we're scared, we're cold, we're tired, we're hungry, and again, super scared, our weak links are going to come out. Okay, you might have someone that's super passive. I don't care what we do. They might blame everyone else. You might have a complainer out there. You might have someone that is injured and super needy. That neediness could be that they just are too tired to go on, and you have to do everything for them. These are the personalities that we had you act out there come out when people are in survival situations or stressful situations. So think inside yourself, how will I act? How will I be in that stressful situation? Will I be able to be calm, cool, collected, and manage the group well? So don't create those new problems. Stay warm and dry. Use your gear effectively. If you have a rain poncho in your pack and it starts to rain, by golly, pull it out. Okay? Don't get wet. You'll get more cold if you're wet. Stay healthy and happy and get yourself found. And who knows that lady right there? Yay! This is a real trip that we really went on, and it was a big trip. And if you're thinking about what's in your pack, look at your list and see if your list matches something up here. You should have something in your list that keeps you warm, that has some sort of tool if you got to make a fire. You do have a headlamp. Who put headlamp on their list? Bonus. Should you carry an extra headlamp or extra batteries?
We have.
Yes, you should. All right.
We only have 3 minutes, so we're not going to do that.
All right, I have a bit.
Okay, listen up, guys. Yo, we're switching gears just a little bit. We had a few more slides we wanted to vet this before powerful. Okay? So Cammy told you that her and I are both working to Bandit County Search and Rescue. We just got a call out, for real.
For real.
So we're going to be packing our stuff pretty quick and seeing how we're going to respond. I'm just going to read it to you, and you start thinking about... Let me put that other slide back up, Cam. Thinking about why these guys are in trouble. Type of incident. Razors stuck in the snow. Too deep to walk. Adults, 4 kids under 12. Wearing inadequate clothing, no food or water. And then they gave us the coordinates. The coordinates are about 5 miles down a dirt road from where the plowed parking lot is. We got two adults and 4 kids under 12, 5 miles from the plowed road. Their vehicles are stuck. They're going to have to walk back. Can they walk back?
No.
Inadequate clothing. What are they going to do?
It's also too deep.
That's why they called search and rescue, because they're not prepared. They don't have this stuff with them. How long? It's 3 o'clock now. It's going to be dark in an hour and a half. 2 hours, maybe? Yeah, that's why my phone keeps going up. Because my team is figuring out what we're going to do.
And who else is
going to
be called trying to get out there and rescue them?
So yeah, this is a really fun drill that we did in this classroom. And sometimes you're sitting in the class and you're thinking, this doesn't really make sense to me. This doesn't apply to me. I don't really need to know this stuff. But here's a fun real incident. Yeah, it happened.
All right. It is 3 o'clock. darn old Mr. Time kept ticking away. We had some more stuff to talk about, but right now, please leave with a good attitude. Leave with good stuff. Take care of yourself. Take care of your team. Have a good self-awareness. And right now, I want you to high-five your neighbor. Thanks for surviving on your activity today. And thanks for coming.